All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, in the Overdrive on Culture Shock Entertainment Radio. So if you've been listening to the previous show, or if you listen to the podcast, if you're coming across this later, I don't know how you got to it, but if you're here, it's because you heard the show and how we got here. So all I'm going to say is, thickogram, math, proceed.
Look, I got to see something different, you know, I mean.
So, okay. So I don't know if you guys heard that in the original airing of the Band of Brothers radio show, but the math we're talking about, is social media ruining relationships. And then we got here talking about what can you like and what can't you like being in a marriage or a serious relationship. And we got on this thickogram thing, right? So Mav hit us with, sometimes I got to look at something different. How in the world does your wife respond to that comment?
Look, see, one thing I know, my game is strong. You know what I'm saying?
Right. We see.
And so I tell my wife like this, I mean, would you need me to spit some game to you or something? You know what I'm saying? To get your head right. You know what I'm saying? And then I just do that.
That's that pimpology right there. You know, man.
Because, I mean, I got to look at a little something different.
We still having a show over here, man. You think of Graham on your own time.
I got to look at a little something different so I can keep myself grounded. I mean, I'm different than everybody else. You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Okay.
So the thickogram kind of helped balance you out?
It helped me balance out so I won't have to go out there, you know what I'm saying, and go get nothing. If I could just see a little something once in a while, you know what I'm saying?
You ain't got to see it live.
Bathing suits on. I ain't got to go out and just, you know.
Snatch something off.
Slide my number out and stuff like right. that.
Hey, man, since we going there, let's just take. Okay. Hey, I'm with Mav on that one. Cause
I'm just a different brother.
Yeah, you know? See, this is where I get in trouble. And so we just going, I'm sorry. I'm getting so much trouble. But it don't matter because I got to be honest. We got to be honest. We got to be truthful. That's how we are. It's just what it is. Man, I'm going to get in so much trouble for this. Okay. But so what? This is why I'm just saying. Sometimes, seeing them women when they playing with each other.
You back on this again.
Yeah, I know. See, that's why I see from where I'm at. Sometimes I need to see that.
Each other?
Well, you know, they together and
they just hugging on each other and like kind of grabbing their booty cheek.
Yeah, they just hugging on each other. Right. Yep. Hugging on each other. A whole lot of hugging.
Okay.
Whole lot of hugging. And sometimes that balances me out because I don't need to go out and get that.
I can dig that.
I don't need to go get that. I've seen it. It's good. I'm about to go turn over, and I'm about to tear my wife asunder. So I'm good. I don't need that. Yeah.
But see, now that I'm glad. I was waiting on you to go there because that's my thing. So, okay, you going. And just like your wife probably, both of y'all wife, you said your wife saw the Magic Mike thing too. Both of y'all wife saw it.
Yeah, right.
So now they ready.
It was the old one.
I mean, it's still saying, still Channing Tatum, right?
Thank you. I was about to say that. Still Channing Tatum.
Right. Yeah.
Causing trouble.
So, okay. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure, or that other movie too, 50 Shades of Grey. I hear a lot of people come out hot and bothered after that.
I heard that you're supposed to watch that with your wife so you can really get it in.
Right.
And I just watched that about a week ago with my wife and Sink.
And it went down, right? It went up.
I gotta think. Oh yeah, I think it went down like.
Yeah, I know
that
it did. I know it did.
Morning or something like that.
Okay, see, it was still on her mind in the morning, right?
Right, intensity.
Yeah. Okay, see, this is what I'm saying. So, okay, the strategy, or I'm gonna throw another one here to spin. Teddy Pendergrass. You know, we were talking about that the other day, the Teddy P thing.
Teddy P.
So the thing with Teddy Pendergrass was, before I make my point, Teddy Pendergrass always said, you know, all the women was fawning over him. He pretty much could have slept with any woman in the crowd.
Right.
So the question was, what's the benefit to all the, you know, if it's, let's say, 15,000 women there and it's 100 men, what's the benefit to these men being there? Because all these women want Teddy P. But everybody can't have Teddy P.
Right.
So now you in position to get all these women because they're going to substitute you for Teddy P.
If you smell good and look close, look decent, you're going to reap the benefits of
exactly.
Teddy.
Exactly. But this
ain't that scripture? One man's soul.
What?
The labor joint. No, but I'm saying, you know, one man did all that stuff. You
he did all the work, right? You read the benefits. I get where you're going.
That's scripture.
But the point I'm making, okay, so you say you got to balance yourself out, Mav. You say you got to look to get yourself in the zone. But you really,
I'm always in the zone.
Using that per se, it's like you transitioning your thoughts into the bedroom to relieve the tension of what you saw.
I mean, I can dig that.
But it's provoked by what you saw, not necessarily. Right. You ain't get this good loving that got you you know, yeah, shivering and looking like you're having a seizure, yeah, simply because I was after you. It's because I saw something, well, got no, me in the zone, well, and I'm going to take it out on you because no, well, I don't want to take it out no, over there.
Sometimes well, I feel it. Like that, though.
But okay, no, but yeah, see, with me, it's different. See, well, check it. I'm already can't wait to get my hands on you.
Uh-huh.
That's point blank. That's why okay, that's why she got the title.
That's why she got 87 kids. Right, we got it. Such, I mean, you keep bringing
such,
it to that.
Such
I'm going to mention
color word. Listen, the whole point of the matter is, I'm already got my mind on what I'm going to do to this girl.
Right.
But I see something that intensifies my intensity,
mm-hmm, yeah,
to
oh, yeah,
definitely
yeah,
really go at her. Now she about to get the extra. Yeah. Like, I don't need a blue pill. For what?
Yeah. Right.
I don't need... Man.
Okay.
Who needs it? I'm just saying.
So is that fair, Mav, to know... For her to know, rather. I mean, we know what we know as men, but is it fair for her to know that you just put it down and just slaying her in the spirit, if you will, because oh, yeah, you was thinking about what was on Thickagram? Is that okay?
Is that
well, my wife thick, so I mean, that's to me, I got the Thickagram at the house.
Mm-hmm. Is this fair for her?
But you was looking at, what's the one I always see on my timeline come up? Cakes and Curves and all this other stuff that they got out here.
And some,
you know, and Twerkathon or whatever they got out here, you know, for you to look at.
And I see them, and you know what? I'm like, oh, I got that at the house. I'm definitely, this makes it even much more funner to get home and just really go at it now.
Okay.
Oh, man. Go at it.
So go ahead, Matt. Is it okay? Do you think she should be accepting to know that you rolling through the Thickagram? You're like, you know what? Let me put that down for a minute. Head to the bedroom right now. It's about to go down.
Oh, yeah.
Should she be okay with that?
Yeah.
I mean, because it's provoking your A game, if you will.
Yeah.
And she going to get all this A game.
Because she know that I'm coming to give it all to her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Yeah, she can know that.
So she don't need to have no lip about how mm-hmm. we got to this point.
No.
Just enjoy the ride.
Just oh, know. No, just no. know. Just know. It's all about you.
Yeah.
It's showing about. I may see something that somebody did on TV. I said, well, I'm about to go try that.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I see how they got the girl exactly. on TV. Got like when I see, you know, them women doing stuff to each other, and I say, oh, let me go try that. I go try.
What's with these women doing stuff to each other again, man?
Well,
how you gonna try that?
Here's the benefits of that, because I've heard women say, and I'm only speaking for what I've heard and I've known and I've tried, and it worked. There's a certain way you do something. Like I said, women know the sensitivity of another woman's body, and I said, you're right.
Right.
You're great. Mm-hmm. Let me learn that.
Mm-hmm.
So I take what they do as a tool for me and apply it to her.
Okay.
Oh, man. It works. It works. When I say it works, it works.
Good deal. So let me ask y'all brothers this. What do you do when you get that dreaded question or famous question or whatever? Do you be thinking about somebody else when we making love or having sex or whatever? What do you do? How do you answer that?
No. Because no. I'm not thinking no. about nobody else.
I'm not thinking about nobody else.
Not one
so
time.
When you go to the bedroom, you shut off that 36, 24, 36 light-skinned half-Asian chick that you just saw on Instagram, and it's all about your wife.
Yeah.
Because I got that chocolate thick. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that. And man. Go ahead,
if
man.
I was in an actual man. If I was in an actual bedroom with that 36 I'd be thinking about, you know, that person, but it all turns off when I get into the bedroom. I mean, like I said, looking at them chicks just pretty much keep me grounded, like, wow, look at that booty. You know what I'm saying? Look at that booty.
See, I'm trying to see how I keep you grounded and not how you lift it up, man. Cause
have you lifted up?
It's like this. I would.
It intensifies the strength.
Because it just gives me a piece. It gives me a piece of what's out there.
You
know what I'm saying? Instead of going out there and going to get a piece.
I can see it.
It gives me a piece already. You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
And then I go get my wife a piece.
Yeah, there you go.
It's fair.
You know, so.
It's fair. So fair. It really is.
So you ain't never said, you know what? I keep seeing the same chick, and she actually live in Lorraine, which is about 30 minutes away from me. I can go hear her.
Nope.
You don't ever think like that?
See, these chicks be chicks that I know I just couldn't get. Just be them chicks in Florida. It be chicks in penthouses.
I can't say they can get chicks that we can't get.
Well, I was going to ask, what you mean? You can't get, like, location?
Location-wise,
okay.
They be in, like, Florida. It's always an exclusive.
Ain't you making a trip down to Florida sometime soon?
I sure am.
It's always an exclusive chick, you know what I'm saying, that's doing some modeling type of stuff that's way far away, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, it ain't nobody that's local. I ain't looking at nobody local.
You never seen nobody local that could be on one of these grams or something like that?
I've seen some local ones.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got your engine revved up, you know what I'm saying? You forgot to idle down before you get out the house.
Local ones be like people that be like my friends' chicks and... You know what I'm saying?
That stuff make it like even worse. Is your friend like she easily accessible?
And they got to be exclusive for me to just be like, you know what I'm saying, looking at them for real. I just scroll through like,
right.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I
be trying to see some eye candy.
My wife has really been like, she dresses good, but she really seems to have been dressing like a hoochie, and I've been loving it. And I'm not saying it like she's be all skanky.
I get what you're saying.
I just be looking at her like, oh my God, I can't wait. I can't, like, if we just go upstairs, yeah, the kid's up, just close the door. Mm-hmm.
My motto. Look, we married. This is. If it ever come a case where I have to answer these questions, I can answer them with pride, saying, this is what married people do. So yeah, I ain't worried about you being in the other room when it goes down.
So if you come up by the house, you like, hey, say, what's up? We coming by. All right, but I'm going to warn you, don't sit nowhere.
I'm going to warn you that on any given day at my house.
I'm telling you. Everything's been christened. I'm telling you. I mean, seriously, like, when she go out and she about to do something, when she come and pick me up and I get in the ride and I look at her, I'm like, oh, I swear. I say the word, the D word a lot, looking at my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just, like, especially when she about to go out, or we go out, you know what I'm saying, or she about to go out with her girls. Like, I got to get her before she go out.
Yeah.
I got it, because she, like, looks so, especially when she got out the shower, and she go upstairs, and she about to, I got to get her.
Something about that, yeah.
I got to get her before she go out, and then she got to go back and refresh.
Right.
But it's just, and then she get dressed, and you be like, oh, I got to get her again.
Right, yeah.
I got to get her again. See, I'm just me. I feel you.
That's
just how I am with my wife. She cold. I'm telling her, she cold.
So, with that being said, talking about your wife going out to the club and all that good stuff, would you want her to come in hot and bothered and riled up for her night out so you can reap the benefits?
Oh, yeah. Jump on board. Jump on the board.
So, she need to get her Mr. Thickagram, you know, so she can get herself right.
If she want to. If that's going to make her to jump on me more... By all means, do it. Do it. I will. You listen. Yes, definitely. Because then we'll probably be matched. Because I'll tell anybody this. Sexually wise, we are unmatched right now. Because I'm hogging every day.
She ain't on your level.
No.
We're gonna have to pick that up next show. Matter of fact, let me make a mental note of that. That's a good topic to talk to. So you think she's okay? Scale of 1 to 10. Let's say you a 10. You maxed out. Where's she at compared to you?
8.
Hey, well, I ain't too far.
No, bro. That's the difference.
I was giving the benefit of the doubt. So is that a problem?
That's close.
I said that's close. I would say like a 6 would be a distance.
That's close, but it's 2 notches away from 10. Think about that. 2 notches away.
So it's the extra little things that's knocking her off the scale.
Well, yeah. There's 2 days that I could be getting it that I don't get it.
Okay.
You know, there's two instances a day.
I almost sound like you said 2 inches, but you know. Yeah. So, yeah.
You know, there's just, like I said, hey, man. But she's there, and the beauty of it is, she's a little older than me, so she's about to enter into that peak stage.
Yeah, the 40s, boy.
And
woo!
I'm like, yes, I can't wait.
I heard some conversations recently about getting in that
area.
I've
heard all the conversations. I heard how they be. I've even seen how they are.
Mm-hmm.
Hot and bothered.
And extra bothered.
I mean, hot and bothered, got to get it right now when they don't even care who around. I can't wait for that. Oh, man.
It's going to be a beautiful thing.
It sure is.
The golden years. All right. Yeah. So, anyway, back to what you're saying about this gap. So, does that cause issues, this gap that you have?
Yes.
I mean,
yes, it does. It does, man. Sometimes for me, because I'm like, yo, you thinking about too much. Like, come on, let's just do it now. Like, but the door ain't closed. So what? We got sheets. We got covers. We got, you know, but I admit, I have to say this week was kind of hard for me. She was trying like maybe twice, and it was such a long week. I normally don't have weeks like this.
Right, circumstances you can understand where, man, you know, it just ain't about to happen today.
I'm gonna tell you this, and I told her this. She was like, "You don't want any sex?" And I said, "No." And she said, "Why?" I said, "It's just been so much on me this week." And I told her she had prayed for me, and I cried because I was just tired, and I appreciated the prayer. And she was like, "It's weird." She was like, "Man," she's like, "I couldn't believe you turned me down." And it wasn't like she was sorry, but she was like, "You know, it's you."
Right, right.
And I
right.
told her, I said, "You know what I needed? I needed that prayer more than I needed the sex."
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the beauty of it. But I'm definitely making up for it as soon as we leave from now, all week long. So I'll probably be coming in late every day, a little later than I normally do.
Right.
I'm getting it in every day this week.
Do what you got to do,
oh,
homie.
Yeah, definitely.
Do what you got to do. So y'all ain't got no gap on y'all side, do you? You got a gap over there?
Yeah, huge gap.
Oh,
man.
Jesus. I'm afraid of y'all, man.
Yeah, huge
gap. Y'all brothers.
Shoot, I mean, on a scale of five to, I mean, on a scale from one to ten, yeah, she way far away from me. You know what I'm saying?
Way far?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Way
like
far.
What? 10-5?
Yeah, probably like a 10-5. 10-4.
That's popo. That's what we used to call them back in the day.
I'm just saying, like, not on my level. You know what I'm saying? Like,
ouch.
Now, okay, when y'all say not on
Wait,
your levels
come on,
and all
man.
This.
10-5?
Y'all say, y'all talking about willingness to do stuff or
oh, no, ain't
abilities?
Well, no, it's, just,
or,
it's just we got to do it. I, like,
I'm
I
talking about
do
like,
it. Quantity.
We had this conversation before quantity versus
well,
quality.
Quantity is always good, but the quantity.
I'm going to have to put that episode up because I think y'all brothers was going for the quality side versus the quantity.
No, we was going for both. I want quantity and quality.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But go ahead, man.
But what I'm meaning of is that, like, when I turn up, mm-hmm. she can't handle it. So that's what I'm saying.
She can't
like,
take it to that level.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When I'm ready to turn up, you know what I'm saying? She can't take it. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
It's too much for her.
She can't handle
Baron.
It. So it's like, you know.
Mav is the man.
So yeah,
when the Hulk come out, she
yeah.
I understand, I get it.
And me, I done had some women in my life that you know, I said when you turn up, like they just let you go in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
just
yeah.
I mean, I done had some that done shied away too, but you know, some are just taking and just let you go in. But it's more so like a, you know, let me.
I feel you.
I'm not going to let the Incredible Hulk come out because I think he's going to kill me. You know what I'm saying? You know? So then I got to turn myself down. You know what I'm saying? So
oh my goodness,
I can't never be
great,
MJ
man.
In the bedroom.
You got to be Scotty?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got to kind of be Scotty Pippen.
Scotty wasn't clutch.
You know what I'm saying? I got to kind of chill out a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
So, okay, back to the original premise then. So you... Okay, everything just stopped there. Okay, we back. So you got this curves and cake. No, that's the other one. That's the other one I was looking at. Thick-a-thigh, not thick-a-thigh. What is it?
Thick-a-thigh.
I'm going to look that up too. Thick-a-thigh.
Hey, I almost said it, but they ain't got it invented, but we ain't going to do that right. Anywho, you got the thick-a-gram or whatever, and you feeling like you can't go all the way into beast mode. I mean, how are you handling this gap, this situation, this issue? Because it's like, ooh, she probably would let me go into beast mode, or that chick right there. You know, you've seen the ones that you know when you're walking down the street, they about whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What you thinking in your head when you know you got this thing going on, but you know it's somebody out there that's ready to step up to the challenge?
I mean, to be honest, I really don't even think like, you know what I'm saying, it's somebody out there to step up to the challenge. I mean, I do get a little bit. I mean, I don't get like, game one all the way through game seven. I mean, I do get at least, you know what I'm saying, like game one and two. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So,
you ain't sweeping the series? Right. You ain't sweeping the series?
No, oh no. That's not happening. I mean, I can get a little feel of it.
Right.
I can get a first quarter. You know what I'm saying? But
get that first quarter run.
You know,
that's it.
She going to call for a timeout.
Right.
She going to blow that whistle real quick. Like, blow that whistle. And then,
I had that issue.
I can go wipe my sweat off. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
Go wipe my sweat off.
She don't have that issue. She can take my intensity.
Nah,
it's just the quantity of the intensity. Nah. Like, I want to do it, like, every day.
You don't think you ask for a lot if you want both quality and quantity all the time?
I want the full throttle.
Is that even
time.
Possible in a,
yes,
in a normal person's schedule?
In a normal person's schedule or normal? Now, we're talking normal. I don't work a normal person's schedule.
That makes it even worse.
But I'm saying.
So how you... I'm talking about a normal person doesn't have the time in the day to get quantity and quality, let alone somebody that's going above and beyond. So how in the world do you think you're going to fit that into your schedule?
I fit it. I try to fit it. I don't have weeks like I had this week. This week is like 1 week out of... I think I've probably had 2 or 3 weeks like this one, and that's it out of a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And... that's different. It's kind of like I call it my period weeks because there's no way nothing's going down that week because there's just too
right.
much going on that week.
Your reverse period. Well, no,
other than that, man, let's do it. Because, I mean, like I said, my wife is...
Yeah, let's do it. It's
my
fine,
wife
but
is fine,
let's make this
man.
Epic is something totally
yes,
different.
Yes, let's make it epic. I want to do the whole gauntlet. Let's, you know, and I do every day.
That's interesting.
It's every day.
See, this is why we need you here, Love Doctor. You're going to have to coach us through this.
How
is that even possible?
How are we supposed to get through this, Love? Like, Love Doctor down there practicing his stuff right now in the South.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In Myrtle Beach with the kids there. Yeah. The most gangsters thing you can do with the kids there, he's still getting it in.
You got to teach us, man. You got to show us. Matter of fact, that's how we opening up the next episode. Everybody hold me to it if I forget. Love, Doctor. You had to coach us through this overdrive section, man. Cause
we might just make the whole show about love, Doctor.
I mean,
love,
we've done it before. We can definitely we gotta do it again. You should have plenty of samples to choose from when you come back and let us know.
I know he will.
What we need to do.
I know he will. So, that's OG, man. I'll tell you.
And anything else I need to know before I close out this overdrive section? I mean, I something can't. Else y'all need to tell me about? You, did you find the thick of thigh over there? Did it come
ain't
up?
No, I didn't look for thick. No, ain't no thick of thigh.
Okay.
It's some thick thighs up on Thickagram, though.
Yeah, oh, it yeah. is. It definitely. oh, yeah. Man, it's whew.
Man, once again, brother, give yourself a round of applause. Y'all did a beautiful job today.
I had to marry a thick girl. I couldn't marry no girl with no, without a butt.
Oh, no.
If you didn't have a booty, I couldn't marry you. I'm just telling you, I couldn't marry you. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
I couldn't, man. Thick, oh, man, ain't nothing like a thick, juicy chick. I'm telling you.
Oof. You don't want no stick figure? They don't do it for you?
No.
You know, no. They got to be 135 or more?
Depend on how short they are. But right. They're short in 135. That's cool. But, you know, I like it, man.
So, they're tall. They got to be more than 135.
Oh, man. I had a tall chick, too.
Uh-huh.
She was like 6'1", 6'2". She was thick, too.
How did that make you feel?
Great. I felt like a king. I slayed that 16. I did, man. I had a ball. But I'll tell anybody, I've never had a ball like I had with my wife. I told her that. I've never had a ball with anybody like I do with her. I do. I have experiences that I could say are only God given, that you can only experience in marriage.
Sweet. Yeah. So yeah, we're definitely gonna have to get into this and have the love doctor dissect all of this. But it's been fun. This is the overdrive, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we do. This is why we have the overdrive. Make sure you listen to this and all the other wonderful podcasts that we have on Culture Shock Entertainment. .com. That's what we had on the web. You can also find all the little nuggets and pieces on Culture Shock Entertainment on Facebook, Culture Shock ENT on Twitter, Culture Shock Entertainment on Instagram, and it's probably Culture Shock Entertainment on every other platform of social media that we out there. Just look us up. We're there for sure. Until next time, I'm not even gonna say we're out this week. We just gonna kind of let it. We just gonna kind of.
We'll be right back.
We gonna fade to black, and we gonna pick this up at another day. Y'all cool with that? We cool. I'm cool.
Yeah,
all right. Cool. Until next time, we'll see you, ladies and gentlemen. We are gone.
There we go.